Hi, my name is Jayla. I'm 13 years old.
I go to Woodland Hills Junior Senior High.
Today, we're interviewing Miss Jackson.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Miss Jackson, and I'm these guys' primetime teacher, and they're going to be interviewing me today a little bit about what I do outside of school because I told them I'm a superhero.
And so I heard that, you know, you DJ and stuff like that.
My DJ name is DJ G Smooth. DJ G Smooth on the ones and twos, giving me what you want to hear, exclusives, what you might not hear on the radio. Let's go.
I started DJing when I was about, I would say like 12 years old. And the first time I DJed actually off of two CD players because the songs actually matched up. And then when it matched up, I was like, oh yeah, I'm definitely meant to do this. And I think it just started with my love of music and old school music as well, and just taking appreciation for hip hop culture. Because it's really an art form. It's really a technique. Like, you really have to study DJing. Because I like to mix music live. I don't like to make presets. I think presets music is not really being a DJ. It's like just having a playlist.
What kind of music, like, your era?
I like all different types of music. From Bach to freaking Aretha Franklin. I like music that moves with the culture and that moves with a movement that has like a heartbeat and soul behind it. That's the type of music I like.
Do you like Tribe Called Quest?
Oh, I love a Tribe Called Quest. That's one of my favorite.
Me too. Like, you could just vibe to that.
Mama said you gotta put me on Bonita.
Actually, that's one of my favorite groups to mix, a Tribe Called Quest.
What about Tupac?
Oh, Tupac, that's a classic. Always Tupac. Y'all probably don't know about 3LW.
Players, they wanna play. And ballers, they wanna ball.
See, y'all don't know nothing about that. I used to be a real big Bow Wow fan back in the day. I had Doggy Bag on cassette tape. Everybody listening, beat still bumping, and Mickey still glistening. I'm talking about that Bow Wow, that puppy love Bow Wow when he first came out.
I'm playing basketball
all around the world. Yeah, that. But I was overall, I was a Janet Jackson fanatic. I love Janet Jackson still to this day. I just can't get enough Janet Jackson. I think the thing that connects all those artists is, like I said, like the heart and soul behind the music.
And the vibe.
Yeah, and the vibe too. Everything's about the vibes.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I like trap music too.
Me too.
Yeah, sometimes you got to balance it out because you got to watch what you put into your head too. You got to watch what you put into your body.
I like trap music, but you got to watch what they say. Yeah, that bow, that yellow bean. I go cry. Then I go cry. Tell me about your neighborhood when you was a child.
I'm from Wilkinsburg, so my neighborhood had some good times, and my neighborhood had some really bad times. When I was younger, we always played outside. Like, there wasn't a such thing as standing inside the house. Those things in my childhood, I really miss and I really love. The changes I would want to make to my neighborhood, I would want to see less abandoned buildings, not being torn down, but being restored. So, like, there's actually homes for people there to stay in. Because there's a lot of wonderful places in Wilkinsburg, but they're just abandoned. Or the taxes have grown on the properties and the people don't want to pay it.
What I would do with $1 million is I would buy the hood back. I mean, in Wilkinsburg, all them buildings that look all crazy.
Is there anything else that you want to tell everybody, let anybody know?
I used to be all y'all ages before. And the stuff that y'all going through in y'all head that y'all probably think I don't know about, I done been there before.
My advice for African-American boys today is to pay attention. Be a sponge. Soak it up. Stop trying to follow what you think or what you might think is cool. Quit being afraid to be yourself. It's okay to show emotion. Men do cry. I feel like I would tell them to open up more, that people do really care about you and what you're going through. And somebody can help you. Always ask for help. Don't ever be too ashamed or too macho to ask for help. That's the number one thing. Because there's definitely somebody there that's willing and that wants to help you. You just got to go out and seek it.
I just want to let everybody out there listening know that you can be from the hood and do great things. Don't let your surroundings define who you are. Just based off of your experience, take your experience and run with it. Do something with it. All that pain and that hurt. I know there's so many people in the hood right now with so many talents that they're just sleeping on because they don't got the right person to push them. They don't got the right person to put the idea in their head. So I'm putting the idea in your head. Get up, what you've been trying to do, get up and do it. Don't no longer say, I'm going to do it. Say, I did do it, or I'm doing it. Put it into motion. Stay in school, stay educated. And I think that's all for me. So I'm going to say peace.
Peace out.